poppin'? What's poppin', people? It's Drew from Ferndale, Mark from Berkeley, Maz. Where you from, Maz?
The Shores.
Okay.
Via Jersey.
Randon.
Just got back from Jersey.
Randon's here, Jay's here, and we're rocking another podcast. And it's funny, I don't really have a heavy-duty agenda today, but just a pile of interesting things.
Pile of crap?
A pile of crap. I pick up the tabloids today, so that...
Awesome.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there, including... I'll just go ahead and open with this. There's a story about... I've read this before, but this seems to be true. Tom Cruise has not seen Surrey in 3 years. This is like the fourth or fifth place I've read this.
And no.
Why did that?
She's not a Scientologist, so why would he see her?
She's a suppressive person.
Yeah,
you're exactly
SP.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Katie.
You can't just have SPs hanging around with an OTA.
So he's declaring his child, who was a seven-year-old at the time, a suppressive person because she's not in the Church of Scientology.
Oh, my God.
How absolutely fucking stupid.
Now, most
can
people,
a person be?
Most people would probably maybe choose their child over their religion if that's what their religion makes them do.
Of course.
But not Tom. I mean, he is in charge of Scientology pretty much.
Somehow, I just can't believe that this religion continues. It just seems impossible that anyone would be dumb enough to get sucked into this and believe this is the way to go.
What is it ever? Has it ever done anything good? You know, some religion will do some good. What is
Tom Cruise? It's done so much. Those classes.
I mean, for society, though.
Oh, the Church of Scientology separates families. Is what it does.
She's tampering in dark sided stuff.
One person's in, the rest of the family's out, then they're separated.
But to be a nonprofit, you're supposed to donate money to charity. Of course, their charities are always masked in their real estate deals.
Yeah.
She's but not a Christian.
I also don't understand. Why is no one ever arrested or challenged when people leave and they're chased?
Yeah.
They're chased. They're virtually kidnapped in some cases.
Harassed.
They're put on boats and they earn these, you know, less than a dollar an hour.
Oh, the Sea Orgs.
What about the labor laws?
I think the Sea Orgs operate in international waters. So maybe the labor laws don't apply.
I'm having trouble laughing about it. It's so stupid.
I thought of one thing they have given to society, and that's the idea of ordering two meals for dinner and then deciding which one you were going to eat.
Yes!
As Miss Cabbage.
Only for the head of the church.
As Miss Cabbage.
Sounds like a good deal.
They might do that for Tom Cruise, too.
Did you know he did that, Maz?
I did not.
Yeah, that little guy, David Miscavige, he would have his cook fire up two meals.
Who regularly, by the way, assaults people in the church when he doesn't like things.
Now, the meal that gets rejected, where does that go? Does he get to eat it?
Garbage, man.
Does the guy that cooked it get to eat it?
No. Better not.
What a sin.
Tom's going to join Scientology.
That's a true sin. By the way, had a hard time getting in this place today.
Oh, yeah. Front porch is being...
Came in. I'm like, how the hell am I going to get in? So I looked around.
Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray.
See a big pile of dirt and some lumber. I'm like, all right, let me go around here. Then I see these cement steps going down. I haven't gone down to cement steps for a basement, outdoor basement, since the 70s.
Well, you should have seen how confused the pizza delivery guy was last night when he showed up.
Yeah. Anyway, I had to knock, a secret knock, and Jay knocked back. Then I had to knock a couple more times, and he knocked back. And finally let me in. I guess I got the secret password.
Okay. Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
You should have made him climb through the front door.
I was looking. There was no way I could have made that jump by the way I looked.
Now, the guy that's doing the porch was smart, though. He put up the 2x4 to block the door.
So you can't walk out.
Because I could see somebody involved in this podcast, like any number of people involved in this podcast. You're going, all right, see you later, Drew, and opening the door and trying to walk out the front.
AB, watch your step.
Goodbye.
And, of course, to my dismay, I walked right into the green room and literally...
Nothing.
There's like two bag of Sun Chips left and a couple of, what are those, Muddy Buddies?
Muddy Buddies, I mean,
since 3 weeks ago when this thing was primed.
Wow.
It was jammed 3 weeks ago, that green room.
Who is now, raiding the green room?
Now we're down to like just a couple of bag of chips.
My.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up the food.
That's okay. So anyway, Tom Cruise, you know, he may have $480 million, but I think he's an absolute idiot.
Yeah, Yeah, of course.
A complete fucking idiot to abandon his child. It just blows my mind. And this is a self-righteous bastard, too. I mean, he will tell you.
In a way, though, isn't Suri... This is really tough because, you know, it's her father, but I kind of feel like she's better off not being around him.
Oh, you might be right. You might be right about that.
So who's she hanging out with?
But then again, I didn't feel that way with Elian
Katie
Gonzalez.
And what's his name?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx?
I guess so. That's just so weird. I mean, it just almost makes me speechless to think that this guy who will tell a person he barely knows, Brooke Shields, that she shouldn't be taking pills for her postpartum.
You're being glib.
What a fucking nut this guy is.
Well, after all, he studied psychiatry.
Oh, yeah.
Why is anyone asking him his deal anyway?
No one asked him.
About what? About Suri?
He's the one that...
Or about Brooke Shields?
Brooke Shields. He's the one that came out with it.
He brought it up during an interview for War of the Worlds. He needs a good auditing.
Yeah, he does. I agree. Get the meter out. The e-meter out for him. Guy, I read something weird today, too, about... have you guys heard about Christian Laettner's financial problems?
No, I saw somebody's bitching because they owe him...
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, that's right. They claim he owes them money.
He does.
Scottie's lost a lot of money to a lot of people.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, he was trying to keep up with Jordan for a while with the private jets and stuff. And it was a little heavy living for him.
Why didn't he just mooch off of Jordan's jet? Like he did off his play for years.
Oh, Scotty was good, man.
I'm just kidding.
Batman and Robin.
I'm just Batman and Robin.
Jordan wouldn't have been as good without him.
Christian Laettner, I guess he claimed he was putting together a syndicate to buy the Memphis Grizzlies at one time. Yeah.
So wait, Laettner has money problems?
Laettner doesn't have any money. From what I understand, he's in debt big time. And he made millions in the NBA.
Huh.
Huge. I mean, he made like $100 million. Or close to it.
What did he waste all his money on?
I don't know. I got to wonder. I don't know. But this Memphis Grizzlies deal supposedly was 2007, and Scottie Pippen put in $2.5 million, and I guess to this day is owed $600,000.
Wow.
And so his wife was tweeting, when are you going to pay us back, homie?
So obviously the deal didn't go through.
No.
Laettner did not buy them.
Not even close, and he didn't get any money for a couple of years.
There's another athlete can probably buy a team, and it's Alex Rodriguez. He wants to have a baseball team.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's playing his final game in Boston tonight, if they let him play. He's
supposed to start tonight.
Yeah.
What did he do in pinch hitting last night? Did he fly out?
Yeah. I didn't even pay attention.
And did they boo the shit out of him?
I didn't pay attention.
Mixed. Was it a boo?
Tonight. He'll get cheered.
Did that guy from Baltimore stand up and turn around?
What guy?
The guy we interviewed, remember? He stood up and turned on the time A-Rod came to
bat. I forgot about that. Oh, man.
We should call Pippen. We have his number. Should we call him?
Scotty?
Yeah.
It won't be the same number, will it?
Yeah, it's recent.
It's pretty recent, yeah.
Okay, sure.
We had it up to Jay. I wonder if he'll talk.
I got an idea.
How about Laettner? Suck out Laettner's number.
We don't have Laettner's number.
We can play Rolodex Roulette again, Mark.
Interview him.
I know, we should.
We could spin the Rolodex dial.
Hey, by the way, while we're waiting on calling Scotty, I watched that Prince Fielder video again today, the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the toughest part of that thing is at the it's about maybe 30 seconds in, when the kid on the far right starts crying, when his head goes down, it's like, oh, man, because Prince is losing it.
Yeah.
And as soon as Prince's voice cracks, that kid, his face just like dissembles and his head goes down. Oh, boy. That is rough. And the second kid, he's pretty tough. He didn't go down until about 3 minutes in, and then his head went down.
That's
three jocks in a week.
Everybody's very concerned about his kids.
Well, sure.
He's got kids, man.
Yeah, especially him.
I hope they'll be okay. I hope he doesn't lose all his money like Christian Laettner or Scottie Pippen.
Well, Prince has a lot more coming. He gets all that money, that 9-year deal.
Yeah, because he's injured. That's the difference. He's not really retiring.
Might be an insurance company picking that up.
You think the Tigers haven't had insurance on it?
I'm not sure. You know, the Red Wings. I know the Red Wings have done that before with injuries.
I bet you they did.
I bet they do, too. Come on, Scotty. Scotty's still in the 3-1-2, huh?
Hello? Scottie Pippen here. You could suck him in by talking about the Dream Team.
Pips. I got a really good idea if you'll just answer.
Are you going to say podcast?
No.
Okay, good.
Maybe.
Because Peter didn't work on Peter King, remember?
No.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
Oh, no thanks. No thanks. It's America. America.
US01LV.
Bye-bye.
I was going to tell him that Christian Leitner owes us money, too.
Bond with
really
him.
Upset and, you know, you have any ideas? Oh, well.
Hey, we just heard from breaking news from Yankees.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi, the manager, has denied Alex Rodriguez's request to play third base in his final game as a Yankee on Friday, which is tomorrow.
Oh, he's trying to win the game. That's why.
He has denied his request.
Well,
he will not play third.
Is the feeling that he just can't play third base anymore, or he's out of shape?
I guess Joe's sticking with his, you know, if you can't really help the team, I'm not going to put you in. He's also brought up the fact that they're playing other teams that need to win, but Tampa Bay doesn't need to win. It's a meaningless game.
You know, I'm sorry, that's a little ridiculous. That's just stupid.
Yeah, four and a half back out of the wild card. He's trying to make the playoffs.
Maybe they still make it.
Last game.
I know, Drew, I'm joking. There's 162 games in the season.
They won't let him play.
I think he can play third.
That whole thing. I didn't get a chance to ask you guys. Of course, it happened on Sunday. What did you think how this shook out? I mean, don't you think they got egg on their face, the Yankees?
Why?
Because of the way this is all shook out. It's the end of the year. They've traded half their team away. They're not trying to make the playoffs, although they say they are.
Here's what I think is happening. I think by sitting him on the bench, they've got a malcontent in the dugout, and it's probably making people uptight.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
And they get asked questions every single night, so they come up with this plan that he's going to retire and be a special assistant.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be a special assistant.
But Tom, they could have just cut him.
They could have.
I don't know. It is a weird scenario.
There's a lot of smoke over there.
I think they're trying to make it. They're trying to give him a little
send off.
Let him finish the season.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I think if he could sit on the bench like a normal guy can.
Yeah, but they don't use him.
Well, I just don't think. I just think it's a big. It's sort of like, just imagine there's somebody in the studio that we didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And we're doing the show.
That's how I feel.
It'd be hard to do the show.
Real Bramble. Himself.
You got a guy in the dugout nobody wants to be around. Mm-hmm. He's sitting on himself. He's grousing and bitching and moaning, and you know he's pissed. People don't want to be around that.
But couldn't they say something to him like, hey, shape up or else we're going to release you, and it's going to look stupid?
Does he listen to anybody?
No, but when this first happened and you and I were talking about it, we kind of said, like, why not let him finish the season?
I thought that too.
The rosters expand in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I thought about it. I really did. And I wasn't thinking about this until I read him saying how embarrassing it was to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
A couple weeks, and I thought, oh, okay, there you go.
It is embarrassing. They're not using him.
He's 41 years old. He's 204.
They're also using a guy that bats 170. They have a bunch of crap hitters that they're putting out there. You can't give Alex Rodriguez a chance to maybe get out of the slump and become David Ortiz, but geez, look what David Ortiz is doing.
Hit four more.
My understanding is that there was kind of a turning point the last few games he played, and one of the last games he struck out four times.
I remember the game.
And the feeling was he cannot catch up with that ball anymore. He just can't hit a 90 mile an hour fastball anymore. So it was not only embarrassing to him, he just can't help the team that much. If at all.
I don't know.
I mean,
I think he's still one of the greatest players to ever lace him up.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know, what he took since high school, what he's put in his body since high school. We don't know everything.
Well, you know, that's what I this is so crazy, but this is how crazy it is. I find myself wondering, was he juicing last year when he hit 33 homers? Is he not juicing now? Is that the problem?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We all thought that, but he had a year off, remember? Almost a year off. Maybe that healed him up, but other people said, if you have a year off, there's no way he's even going to do what he did.
I was absolutely certain he could not come back last year. Not at 39, without juice, after a year and a half. How many guys at 37 have lost a year and a half of their career and come back and been almost an all-star?
No.
Nobody.
I mean, Ted Williams went to war and came back, but he was a younger man.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And, you know, he's not like a run-of-the-mill player, Drew. This is one of the best ever.
But he's 41. And if he's not getting...
I don't think he's 41 yet.
Oh, he's close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, they play Tampa Bay, and he did hit a home run against Chris Archer this year. Chris Archer, I think, is pitching for the Rays.
Well, we'll see. Friday night, you know, he's one of the greats. Maybe he'll find out a little something.
And the Tigers will get the Rangers minus Prince Fielder, as we just talked about. Tigers lost Tigers, four in a row now.
The Tigers' bullpen is
done
the
it
biggest
again.
Abomination. They have lost six of their last eight games in the bullpen. Six of their last eight losses.
I went to bed
their
the other night.
Bullpens won't lose six games all year.
They were up 4-1. I went to bed. I was in Jersey on vacation. I'm like, oh, we got this one. You know, this is not on TV. Because I was in
not
Jersey.
There, yeah.
I'm going to bed. I wake up the next day. I'm just going around. And all of a sudden, I look at tweets. That one's going to be hard to figure. I'm like, what? So I go to the box score, and I go 15 freaking innings and lose?
I stayed up watching that bullshit.
Until 3 a.m.
And then last night, you knew they were going to lose that game.
Yeah, I felt they would.
Bounce back game?
They don't score any runs for Verlander.
They never win in Seattle. Doesn't it feel like they never win there?
Yeah, I do. They don't.
But they beat Seattle here. They swept them.
I know, just out there. Going out west in general, they never do terribly well. They did better at the beginning of this year.
How are they going to beat the Rangers now?
I don't know.
They won't. They're not that good.
I tell you what, not having Maben in that lineup is just huge.
Or Nick.
That's just huge. Yeah, Nick's a big too. But Maben's been such a difference maker in that team.
Yeah.
He's a big guy in that lineup.
So they're 3.5 back of first place right now, which I never thought they were going to get anyway, and they're a game back at a wild card. You know, and you could chase in Boston and teams like that. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy.
We bumped into the video of Rob Ford, the wonderful mayor of Toronto. Rest in peace, Rob Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking crack. And
it's the infamous crack video, the one they've tried selling a bunch of times.
It's an oldie.
The one, I read his chief of staff's book, and it was really funny. He described
his chief of staff wrote a book.
Yeah,
really,
yeah. It's a good book.
I know he wrote a book. What did he say about it? You read his book, right?
I read just chief of staff's book. That's
I
read.
Oh, okay. I thought Rob Ford had an autobiography.
No. Maybe he does. The chief of staff's book is fantastic, though. One of the things he talks about is when he went to him and said, "Okay, this rumor about you smoking crack on a video, it's out of hand. What's the deal?" And Rob Ford did not give him the answer he wanted, which the answer he wanted was, "I've never smoked crack in my life. What are you, crazy?" And Rob Ford's response was, "I don't think there's a video of me smoking crack. What do you? I don't believe that. I just don't believe it." And he's like, "What do you mean you don't believe it? Is there a video of you? Could there be a video of you smoking crack?" He says, "No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
What year is this from?
Maybe 5 years ago, do you think?
2012 or something, maybe?
I'm just judging by when we knew about it.
So anyway,
it's a little like Rick Weldy.
Or some technology and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
He's very rotund.
Remember Rick Weldy?
Some unfortunate language here, but other than that.
Oh, no.
I got to tell the kids.
I didn't even see the smoking crack part. Does he light that thing up? I saw him holding the pipe.
That's why he wants to be involved in everything. He wants to fight everybody's battles, and it's going to kill you. Excuse me, kill you.
Wow, is he fat?
Don't do it. Your kids are important to you. That's what drives you, baby. That's what I love.
The torturous thing to me would be having to listen to this guy when he's smoking crack. Run his mouth.
Your kids. You're fucking footballers. Your kids who play football. That's what drives you. Family, kids.
Oh my God!
I'm
right wing. I fucking take these kids on my.
You're right wing.
No, they say I'm just right wing.
Oh yeah.
Radical
guy.
Sure,
sure, sure. Oh yeah.
Hasn't lit it up yet.
I'm not gonna leave that.
How do we know it's cracking that pipe?
I like to get that fucking Justin Trudeau and shove my foot as far up his ass, because I'm sure it goes real far.
I'm sure it goes really far. What does that mean?
Because he's such a fucking shit digger, man. I hate Trudeau, man.
Trudeau is now their prime minister, by the way.
Hello?
No. Oh! The phone that was shooting this suddenly is taking up the guy's ear.
Oh, bummer. That's it? That's the infamous crack smoking video?
Yeah. Well, he did smoke. He took a hit off that pipe. It looked like a crack pipe. It sure did.
Huh. Well, it could have been something else in there. I don't know. Tobacco? Don't a lot of people smoke tobacco out of a crack pipe?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, he's admitted it. He admitted it anyway.
Yeah, he finally did. Went to rehab. That was weird the way he died so fast. I mean, he's like, wait,
wow,
I just thought he just gave up the job, and boom, he's dead.
That's what killed him.
Probably
did. He had his job to look forward to.
Did you know he coached a high school football team while he was mayor?
Oh, really? I did not know. That's obviously what he's talking about.
It was his own school, yeah, and it was there were horrible. First of all, he brought the team over and let them drink at his house.
Oh, cool.
High school kids.
Was he like Buttermaker from the, what do you call it, Bad News Bears? Don't you remember Walter Matthau threw them all beers in the dugout? You remember that?
No.
Yeah, he threw them all beers.
Not a big
all
Bad
Budweisers.
News Bears. I love Maz's references, Bad News Bears.
What a movie. I just saw it again last week. I needed a pick-me-up, so I put that on.
How many times have you seen Bad News Bears?
100.
How many times have you seen the new version of Billy Bob Thornton?
Ever.
Yeah. That's funny, because I was just thinking of Rob Ford videos in general.
Yes.
What's our favorite Rob Ford video?
Oh.
Or at least I know what my personal favorite is. I'm not talking about him and talking about Olivia Gondock either going down on her.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about his football video. When he's playing football and he takes a snap and just tumbles over himself and rolls.
That is fucking hilarious.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard.
Well, he's so uncoordinated.
He's probably high as shit.
They made him give up that football team because, you know, they were getting reports of kids were drinking at his house last night. These are 15, 16-year-old kids are smoking.
Oh,
and he told them, look, just don't go outside. If you're drinking, stay in the house. If you're smoking pot, I want it in the basement.
What a cool coach.
I know.
It's team unity.
No wonder his team sucked.
I think the team was actually
hungover.
But, I mean, he talked about his football team as much as he almost did anything. When he wasn't calling people with their little problems. Remember I told you he was obsessed with calling people?
Yeah.
He thought, boy, if you just answer one complaint, you know, if you just answer people directly, you got a vote for life. And they'll tell 10 people and you got 10 more votes.
That's a pretty good theory until you have to answer thousands and thousands of calls.
It was how he spent all his time. And he drove his people crazy.
You know, he locked down that. He had a lot of support. Even when he's being booted out, he had a lot of support. He's the people's mayor.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why, but it probably didn't
hurt.
Did anybody see Horace Sheffield today?
Regarding the Pistons?
Yeah.
I'm so confused by this.
Mark, I don't know. I'm sitting there going, what is he talking about?
Pistons schedule came out, by the way. We'll talk about it.
No, we're not talking about the schedule.
I insist.
No, what is so fascinating about the Pistons schedule?
You going to edit it?
Yes.
Do they play on Christmas?
I'm going to put it in the middle of what you're talking about then.
That and birthdays.
Oh, God. Birthdays. I got a couple of good ones for you.
Sure, aren't you a little bit fascinated as to what Mazzaway finds fascinating about the Pistons schedule?
Okay, let's hear it. What in the,
it's so great.
Hell about their schedule.
There's
could you possibly
fascinating,
find interesting?
But it's always exciting when a team's schedule comes out.
Why? They play 82
this
games.
500 team, you're excited about their schedule.
The Pistons open October 26th at Toronto.
Okay, it means nothing.
And they're home.
Less than nothing.
Two nights later for Orlando.
I can't get that 3 seconds back.
The home opener against Orlando, October 28th.
Okay, what day of the week is that?
I don't know. Okay, they're not going to play on Christmas. They are playing on
MLK Day like they always do.
No, MLK Day is out.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. There you go.
See?
There's some news.
Nobody cares.
Please edit this.
And they're playing the Heat on January 1st. Oh. He's editing it. I'm not even going to go into this anymore.
That's it?
That's it. I'm quitting. I mean, I'm not saying it.
Are they making a big deal that it's Orlando coming to the Palace because of Stan?
They're not making a big deal of it. But Drew already gave the high sign to Jay. So I know none of this is going to be on the podcast.
I said I was kidding.
Okay.
Should I turn the record back on?
What was so great about that schedule?
We're good.
Aw. Jay just turned the record back on.
What is the problem with having sports hosts on the show is that they want to direct the thing to sports, and we just don't talk that much sports on this, Maz.
I wanted to talk about the Lions and the Steelers playing against each other this week.
It's a practice.
I know, but it's one
scrimmage.
Of those joint practices.
Okay.
Aren't you excited for the Friday night?
If we're talking about sports, I don't mind talking about A-Rod or Prince Fielder retiring, but a scrimmage?
All right. How about the Lions opener tomorrow against the Steelers?
That's exhibition.
I know. How about Hard Knocks with the Rams?
Well, that's somewhat interesting. I mean, look behind the curtain.
Okay. A little bit.
I love that show. It's a great show.
All right, hold on. Let me hit record then.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, man. This is technically a sports topic.
Okay, go ahead.
This is fascinating.
I thought it was pretty interesting, too.
Tom will space out. I predict he picks up his phone within 2 minutes.
Horace Sheffield is bitching because he believes that the Pistons support financially, their revenue streams come primarily from their black fans. their TV viewership, their attendance. Now, I highly disagree with them on this, by the way. I think their support is
Oakland County.
Largely white. If you go to a game, what percentage of black people do you see at a Pistons game?
Oakland County dominates the attendance there.
Absolutely.
Well, not only that, but money is what dominates the attendance. The
corporate money, yeah, more than anything.
Of course.
Which I think is bullshit. I mean, this is one of the things I hate about the NBA. Yeah.
Well, that's the way sports is going in general.
Look at baseball, too. Look at the Yankees in the beginning. They have nobody sitting in the front rows because of all their corporate seats.
That's so utterly ridiculous. I mean, how stupid. But anyway, I don't know where Horace Sheffield is getting his numbers. I just can't even imagine.
He just feels it.
Anyway, he's asking the Pistons to share the wealth with the black community.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean? When does a team, it seems to me the team, they do things in the community and they do things, you know, you're supposed to share with the community by giving your time, maybe your players,
which they do.
Sure they do.
They do it a ton. They do that practice downtown.
They could always do more. They could always be more available. It's funny, we had Ryan on yesterday, and we were talking with Ryan about leaving the sports world. Ryan has no regrets. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, the players don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
It's always a hassle. It's always, I want to talk to a couple of guys. They don't want to talk to me. They'd rather, it's like you're a pest.
That's because Miguel Cabrera soured on him.
No, I don't think it's just Miguel Cabrera. I think he was being very sincere.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think it's probably true. We were on a sports radio station. How many local players did we have on our show from the Tigers, Pistons, Red Wings, Lions?
Oh, Mark.
How many total?
Mark's dad had to hook us up that one time. That was the All-Star game.
That was funny, and just the fact that it's them Kinsler handing a phone to him.
I know.
But can you imagine going down there every day and having to get a sound bite?
I know.
Nice job, Jay. Jay's pulled up a shot of the palace, and he's counting the African-American fans. And I'm not trying to be.
You're talking
about
the front
about
row now. Go back up a little.
Whoa!
It's just
the front row is the corporate.
Oh, if you want Horace Sheffield all over you,
what, there's no black people in corporate.
I didn't
say
that. Don't put words in my mouth. I don't sit up there.
But shouldn't he be a little more concerned with maybe the fact that lower economical status people can't buy tickets to go to the game? Or reach out for that?
The Pistons do things for underprivileged people, though. They really do.
Of course.
I mean, I think he's barking up the wrong tree. I think this is a pretty damn good organization in terms of being involved in the community.
Reading the article in the paper, and they had some of his comments from the letter that he wrote to the Pistons, and he put some stuff in there about how it was a 15-year. Tom's on his phone now. Tom's on his phone. He got bored. I'm not bored.
I'm just
took him 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Looking for things. You have a computer in front of you.
I'm not on it.
You're a little bored. Admit it.
No, I'm not bored at all. Okay. I'm totally not bored.
Can you see if you can bring up the letter, Jay? The Horace Sheffield letter to the Pistons?
But in the letter, he said something about being a Pistons ticket holder for 15 years, being a suite holder himself, and going to concerts.
Really, where does this leader of a church get the kind of money to buy a suite?
He's CEO of the group that's doing this boycott, by the way. But
what's the group?
I can't remember, Drew. But you don't suppose there's just some bad blood between him and the Pistons, do you? I mean, is that far out of a theory to say that maybe
I don't know what
say falling out of some like from a personal level?
It could. I don't know.
I'm trying to see the connect.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he must be sincere in what he's saying. I just don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't understand what he wants, though.
What kind of wealth do teams give back to a certain race of their fans?
He wants revenue sharing amongst the fans.
Maybe he wants the tickets to be less expensive.
No. But he doesn't say that.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that.
I honestly, I'm baffled at this one.
Why don't we call him?
You call him and let us know what he says.
You don't want him?
Yeah, could you?
I got him in here.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll talk to him.
Go ahead. Yeah, call him. Let's talk to him.
I wonder if Tom really has him in there.
Oh, God. It's one of the ones that disappeared. I swear I had him. Don't forget, I used to work with Warren Pierce.
Oh, that's right.
I have these people on.
There's some car companies on there?
No, I don't have any more. I told you, I lost a ton of stuff when I lost my email from Greater Media.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you don't have his number?
I do not.
Okay. Without going into, is that the letter right there, Jay?
He's mad.
What does that mean?
He's mad they're not based in Detroit, that they haven't moved back to Detroit.
They're a business. They can be wherever they want to be. Are you kidding me?
I don't get it.
Oh, is he going to build them a stadium?
I don't know. Maybe he needs them to operate like a nonprofit. I don't know. I don't understand what he is asking for. So he wants them to move back?
I loved them in Detroit.
Edit that.
Yep. Two edits. No, leave mine in.
No, he in the Detroit News article, the quotes they have from the letter warned, consequently, I'm writing to inform you that we intend to launch a national bust the ball, national don't spend with the NBA campaign against the Detroit Pistons and the NBA. The issue could also be raised at the association's regional meeting in Detroit next Thursday. I don't understand it. While a particular instance didn't spur him to speak out, Sheffield said working to address the sports institutional's alleged practices is extremely important for black businesses in Metro Detroit. There's a significant number of African Americans who are responsible for generating the revenue. We feel we should be considering how the revenue is spent since we generate it. Since when do customers tell a business how to spend
Never.
Their money?
Never.
It's shareholders or the owners.
You know, I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm sick of this kind of shit.
It's bullshit,
this is
Drew.
Just bullshit. It's stupid. I can't even believe this makes the news. I can't believe any news operation didn't look at this and say, this is stupid. This is not even newsworthy. And it's a big fucking story on the news. Like this is really important.
Well, horseshoe.
Like, he's making a really valid point.
It's like anytime he says something, it has to be a story. Horace Sheffield.
Why?
Maybe they're afraid.
Why?
Maybe they're afraid of him.
Well, maybe they are. You might be right about that because, you know, he suggested that they didn't respond to my letter. How many letters does a team get that they don't respond to? They don't have time to respond. Who would respond to a letter like this? It's ridiculous.
They actually had a response.
I know they did. That's what's even more bullshit.
You know, it's funny. It's in the free. It's in the Detroit News. I cannot find the story in the free press. So maybe they chose not to run it. Is that a possibility?
If they chose not to, I respect them for doing it. Because,
I do too. You know, it's not a story.
It's the kind of thing, too, where I could see this guy going, the Detroit Free Press didn't even run the story. The racist Detroit Free Press.
One of their big stories on the Free Press is Pistons Unveiled 2016.
I told you, that's a big story.
Oh, God, it's not. Nobody cares.
Unveiling of the schedule.
Yeah, Drew, it is not. I don't see it on the free press at all. But it's front and center on the Detroit News.
Is Horace Sheffield a 9:10 a.m., by the way? Yes. Somebody they mentioned that he is.
Who mentioned that he's on there?
They mentioned I think it's on Channel 4.
Well, isn't that going to hurt their relationship with the Pistons?
What are the other people that are on
Mark,
that station?
They were implying about that the Pistons need to be on black media. In other words,
you don't suppose he's trying to carry the banner for that station to get the Pistons, do you?
Oh, yeah. They've tried to get the Pistons.
Oh, I know. Well, we know behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah. Drew.
There you go.
You don't suppose this is the angle, is it?
I don't know.
And I read today in the Detroit News.
That's not black-owned.
I read Tony Paul's column today in the Detroit News that the Pistons still, you know, they don't have a spot yet on the 105.1.
No, but they have a spot with Beasley.
Yeah. But who knows?
Beasley.
What could be wrong with that?
It's a one-year deal.
CSX or RIF, that'd be good for the Pistons, I would think.
Well, I'm surprised. I don't know the letter, how the contract's written, but yeah, if I was the Pistons and they could choose where they want to be, wouldn't you go, Riff, please?
I'd like you to meet my friend, Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, well, was that Buffy or Jody?
That was Jody. Oh, Buffy. Yeah,
Buffy. It's Buffy's dollars.
How do you do, Mrs. Beasley?
Is that sissy?
Hubba hubba.
I don't know what to be, but just pissed about this. It's just so, why? We have to hear enough of this kind of thing. I'm not saying that there's no validity to any complaints about this.
I think Mark hit it on the nose, Drew.
I think he's politicking
to get him to jump station.
It's a little conspiratorial, but I wonder, man. It makes sense.
It totally does.
Well, you know what? It doesn't make any more sense than what we were talking about previously, that they should be on a black station because they have black fans who apparently, and by the way, I don't think their fans are inordinately black.
At the games or on TV?
At the games or watching on TV. I would say they probably have a nice amount of black fans. They've got a lot of white fans. I know that.
Yes, they do.
Because I go to games sometimes and I see it.
There's
it looks
a lot
like
of,
it's
Arabic fans. There's a lot of Asian fans.
Yeah. So when, but I don't think their fans are inordinately black. Do you?
Not really, no.
So who put the story out? The news?
Like, I don't go there and go, whoa, where did all these black people come from?
The Detroit News put it out, you said, not the Free Press.
Yeah, but you saw it on TV, though.
I saw it on Channel 4.
Yeah. Okay.
So they have this story in the news, and then you read Tony Paul's little blurb about 105.1 not really having a spot for them yet or not making it official.
So what?
They only have a 1 year left on their deal.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. If the station – I don't care – if the station's black or the station's white, 9:10 a.m. is not a black-owned station anyway, so that doesn't really make any sense. But if he is talking about the black-owned stations and he's trying to lobby in this twisted way, I mean, first of all, I don't understand why he can't just come out and say, hey, how about – but the station has to pay for the rights like any other – this is not how sports and media works. You don't just complain and get and lobby for a team to be on your station. That's not how it fucking works.
But in the past, they've done it the opposite of the other three stations where they pay – to be on.
Right. True.
Because they control the inventory.
But so we're going to force teams to go on stations by the race of the ownership of the station. That's going to be the determination of. That's preposterous. This is. The whole thing makes me mad. I just think it's so insane. I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about.
I don't
know
if he does either, Drew. It seems very.
I bet you he doesn't even know they open up October 28th against Orlando.
Edit, please edit that.
No MLK Day game either.
Odd. Maybe that's why.
Odd.
Yeah, that's why he's mad.
Is that something that really
although
you thought to today, the fact that the Pistons are not playing on MLK Day?
Yeah, I kind of like that day for us. It's a day game. I always take the kids
cool.
to that game.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Does everybody play on MLK Day usually?
No.
Just a couple teams?
Used to be just like one team.
Okay.
I don't know, a day basketball game? That's kind of cool, isn't it?
It was.
Hey, Maz, did you get down to Wahlburgers for the grand opening?
I did not.
You did not?
You waited in line.
They're in Taylor, right? Where are they?
No, they're in Greektown. Yeah.
Oh, what's the place open in Taylor? That's the Pittsburgh.
Romani Brothers
or
whatever.
That's the Pittsburgh place.
They missed. It's funny. We were watching yesterday on the 6 o'clock news because they were down there doing the sports down there. And. Certainly, I thought Mark Wahlberg was supposed to make his way down there during the 6 o'clock newscast since they were doing it and they were going to interview him. And then at the end of the sports, he just says, we'll have our interview with Mark Wahlberger on the website a little bit later. So, I mean, that seemed like a real screw up.
I got to go back to the Pistons thing. Tom mentioned Tony's article. I like Tony, so I wanted to read it, and I read it. And I go, one comment. I love to read this comment on the article. I'll give you one guess of the name of the person that left the comment under the 105.1 article.
Horace Sheffield?
Thomas Fiorini.
Oh, my man.
What did he say?
He doesn't mention White Boy Rick or Drew at all, I hope he's all right.
Really? What do you have to say?
I miss Ryan and Rico, Tom Mazzaway, and those guys.
Aww.
Those guys?
Thanks, Tom.
So I guess technically he misses you and I too, Drew.
Don't know. He could be talking about your morning show.
I do not like Carson Anderson and can't listen to the green smoke machine Mike Fulani during college football season.
The green smoke machine. Oh, my God. Whatever.
But he replaced the first reply.
That's awesome.
Does he have Google updates for 105.1 stories?
I don't think he even lives around here.
No, he must know somebody. I don't know.
Jay thinks he works in a library.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go to that library and see how well he's mastered the Dewey Decimal System since he has to criticize my work so much. I want to see how good his work is.
Why is he
library?
What's he blasting your work for? When did he do that?
When we went off the air. When really? I wasn't even working there, but he for some reason decided to bring me up.
Aw.
In my dedication to White Boy Rick, the two interviews in 2.5 years that apparently occupied the entire airwaves.
Every story about 105.1, this guy commented extensively, and it was pretty much the same stuff.
He didn't have a meter.
Huh?
I said, too bad he didn't have a meter.
Except we would have registered out of state. I'm sorry. It just made me laugh.
Oh, but his name is Thomas Fiorini?
Fiorini?
University of Michigan.
Yeah, it doesn't say. There's no other information on him.
He is part of the University of Michigan in some way, shape, or form. Nothing else.
Are you excited for the college football season coming up?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
I am. I'll bite time.
Edit.
Please edit, man. No more sports people.
Well, why? Why can't we talk college football? It sounds like fun.
Well, I can, but
15 days away from the first kickoff.
Sports people, they just want to talk sports all the time.
I'm not a sports people.
Can't we talk about Batman?
I like TV, you know that.
Okay, well, what'd you watch last night, Tom?
I didn't put the TV on last night. I got home late from Jersey. I sat in my chair.
What'd you watch in Jersey?
I watched the Olympics.
Oh, how are you liking the Olympics? Of course, it's the sports.
I'm digging them. I love the swimming, you know, but I hate to see that the swimming is going to be going here pretty soon. Gymnastics was boring me, but the girls did well. And I like the volleyball. Obviously, the beach volleyball is fun to watch.
Did you like the
synchronized diving?
The Muslim player in the burkini or whatever that was?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, for Egypt. Well, you know, another stupid beach volleyball outfit, by the way, someone pointed out to me. Raymond pointed out to me that this beach volleyball player had a long sleeve shirt on in the bikini over the long sleeve shirt. Yeah. Why? Huh? Why would you need to wear it like that?
Don't know.
I don't know.
The bikini should be under the long sleeve shirt.
I don't understand any of this stuff.
Tom, you're not digging the dressage?
No, I don't like the dressage.
You would take me as a big dressage.
I do like the horses, though.
We were talking about you the other day because a horse got rid of its rider during the equestrian event.
Nice.
I know. Well, how come the horses don't get the gold medals, by the way?
They do. They get their own medal in the stable. You didn't know that?
No, I've never seen a horse wearing a medal because they're an animal.
Can we get off sports somehow?
They bring the medal over.
I feel like
I'm being held down.
This is about a sports person, but this is not a sports station, Maz.
It's not?
No. It's a podcast about everything else but sports.
Why can't you talk a little of everything?
Well, sometimes we do talk about sports.
I can tell you about my trip to Jersey.
Okay, how was your trip to Jersey?
It was fun. Fun time. Went down the shore, went to Statue of Liberty, went to Rockefeller Plaza with the kids. They went to the top of the rock. We ate all kinds of great food. And we went to the Samsung store, which is down in the meatpacking area of New York, which is like the hottest area now.
Yeah.
The Samsung store is like going into an amusement park.
Really?
Yep.
They have rides?
They don't have rides. Well, you think you're on a ride because you're putting the...
The Oculus? Did you put the Oculus on?
Put the Oculus on, Drew. You think you were... My wife did the... she did the fly-through on the Swiss Alps. My one daughter, Lily, stood on a surfboard and put on the thing, and she was surfing out in the ocean. The other kids were doing all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, that place is amazing. The Samsung store in New York City where they test everything out, and that's where they...
Are you sponsored by Samsung now?
No, I'm not. I'm an Apple guy. Anyway, we had a great time.
That was the highlight of your trip.
Jersey Shore is always awesome.
Did you go to any games? Did you go to any sporting events?
I went to see the Yankees and the Mets. I brought Drew back a Mets shirt.
He did.
Cool. What'd you get everybody else?
It's got a Mount Rushmore with four Mets players on, and we couldn't figure out who the four Mets players were.
Where's mine?
I brought you yodels.
Where's Jay's and Brandon's?
I brought you Drake's yodels. I brought it for Jay and Brandon.
Did you bring Joey
too.
A gift back?
Yeah, Joey's getting something, too. He's getting a Mets shirt.
Tom's be online tonight buying tons of Mets shirts.
We got a bunch of Mets shirts to pass out to our friends.
Did you guys read about Andre Rison today?
Oh yeah, what a deadbeat!
What an absolute! I mean, this is incredible.
Just a deadbeat.
This guy made millions of dollars playing football.
Spent it on jewelry,
and he couldn't pay his wife child support somehow. And so now the court finally, you know, this is what they do. It takes a court for years and years to catch up with these guys because, of course, they have great lawyers and all that. And this is a kid that he had out of wedlock while he's with the Chiefs, and he moved around to other teams from there. And so he had to be caught in another state. And so finally, when they finally get him and they go, okay, dude, you owe this chick $300,000 based on your income for those years and what you should have been paying, you prick. And he says, I don't have any money left to spend it all. I'm broke.
Rookie, pay the lady.
And so they say, well, you will pay. This is what you owe her, and you will pay. You'll pay $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. He owes her $300,000. He's going to pay her $1,000 a month, and he can't pay that.
Now I'm going to pay you, but I shouldn't.
Doesn't this guy have a huge pension coming?
You know he does.
And the NFL pension? Where does he live?
He lives in Michigan.
Can they touch the pension in Michigan? Remember, that's why Juice moved to Florida.
Joosh.
You know, I don't know.
So they couldn't touch his pension.
He coaches high school. Get this. They can't touch his high school pay because he's paid by a third party.
What?
Yeah, I suspect this is a legal move. That's my.
Sure. Oh, do you really? That's what I was going to ask you. Do you really think Andre Rison is broke?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But he claims he bought $1 million in jewelry. Well, where's the jewelry? Why can't
I
sell
the? You want me to pay for?
Can he sell the jewelry and pay her some of that?
Yeah. Is this for one child? One kid?
One kid.
One kid.
One kid who lives with him now. By the way, it's the superstar athlete kid who's his best friend now. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Didn't see the kid for 12 years, didn't inquire about him, didn't call him, had no emotions.
Is he a receiver as well, the kid?
No, he's a basketball player.
Ah. But he's a good dad, he says so.
Yeah. Ask him. Great dad.
they did. He said he's a good dad.
He stiffed his wife for the first 12 years of the kid's life, but he's a great dad. And this child's his best friend now. And I thought that whole business.
They also attacked his medical marijuana usage, too, which.
I know. I really didn't give that much. No, but didn't interest me a great deal.
Are you kind of surprised that he's allowed to coach being a medicinal marijuana user?
Hmm. Yeah, that is kind of weird.
I don't know.
At a public school?
Pot is such a small deal anymore.
Oh, true. I totally agree.
But not small in the NFL.
He's got multiple injuries from his playing days. We've played in the NFL for a long time.
Just because it's legal. I mean, you can't be hammered and go.
Had his house burned down.
Go work.
By his girl.
Oh, yeah. Left eye.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, what a stupid
story.
He's
had really good luck with the ladies.
Yeah, and does a great job with his kids. Everybody says such a wonderful father, just can't pay for the kid, even though he's making millions.
Are you still getting Sports Illustrated?
Yes, I do.
Did you read that Ricky Williams a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
With the marijuana?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that much into it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, do you read anything that's not sports? Do you watch anything that's not sports besides Seinfeld, Batman?
Yeah, Mr. Ed.
Oh, my God. Mr. Ed.
Happy days.
Happy days.
Happy days.
What do you like about Happy Days?
I just loved it. Reminds me of when I was a kid.
Who are your favorite characters in the show?
Well, I loved Richie.
Richie? You like the Fonz?
I loved
Potsy. The Fonz scared him.
I liked Mr. Cunningham. Loved Mr. Cunningham. C. Yeah. Mr. C was awesome.
How about Potsy and the...
Potsy was good. A little
Ralph Malf.
Ralph got on my nerves a bit.
Wow.
But I liked him. He was funny.
So you always liked when they went to wash their hands?
Oh, yeah. Mr. C. Of course.
Here's a little 180 for you.
Dennis the Menace, of course.
A mother breastfeeding in public allegedly squirted her boob at a woman who told her to move somewhere private. She's trying to breastfeed her kid.
Wait, that's all we got to do? And you're going to see a bunch of creeps trying to get squirted now.
I know. Bitching. What are you doing, feeding
Shouldn't be doing that.
Incident happened in a park in Dartford, Kent, and was later reported on a local Facebook forum. Post states, to the lady in Dartford Park who thought it was appropriate to breastfeed her baby whilst my child, an easily distracted husband sat nearby. I don't think it was necessary for you to react the way you did just because I asked you to go somewhere private, telling me to F off and squirting me with your boobs was incredibly uncalled for.
Was she actually hit?
I guess.
I mean, she sounds horrified that she was.
How did she describe her husband
breast
again?
Breast milk.
Her
easily distracted. Of course he's distracted.
Yeah. I hope you are ashamed for yourself. What is it with?
It is kind of weird for people breastfeed in public.
I know. I don't understand what. Why do people find it so? I mean, they just have to exercise the ultimate freedom in breastfeeding. It's not. They can't even have a little bit of modesty.
It's natural.
Oh, I found something that's not sports.
It's your problem.
It has to do with breastfeeding.
It's your problem. It's
something
natural.
Just hit me.
It's natural if you want guys walking around with rods.
And my brother, my mom used that argument against my brother, the lawyer, and he goes, so it's taking a dump, but I don't do it in the middle of public.
How did Rosie like that argument?
It was pretty much a mic drop point, right? I mean, it doesn't help that I was sitting there laughing my ass off at it when he said it. So it's taking a dump.
Was that Dan?
Did you see that?
Of course.
Did you see that movie years and years and years ago? I'm talking 35 years ago.
What movie?
It was when I first got HBO, I remember, way back in the day. And I'm surfing the channels on cable, and I come across this one, and it's a bunch of guys on a train. And there's a woman breastfeeding her kid in the train. And before you know it, they weasel their way over there. I must have been on Skinamax or something. They weasel their way over there.
I hope the kids aren't listening.
And they partake in the breastfeeding. What? That always stuck in my head. I don't know.
What movie is this?
I don't even know the movie.
Was it YouTube?
No, it was on cable.
Really?
Wrote that story
they partake,
up.
Oh. They partake in the breastfeeding.
They partaked.
Huh?
They partook.
See, that's funny because I always think of me, myself, and Irene.
Oh, yeah.
when Jim Carrey breastfeeds on that lady. Oh, yeah. Really, really aggressively, too.
God, it's quite a tabloid story about Jim Carrey. Remember his girlfriend committed suicide?
Yeah, and the note she left behind.
What a story.
In his, this is going to stick in my mind always, his alias of Arthur King.
Arthur King, yeah. She took what they believed to be his prescription drugs.
Yeah.
That were for Arthur King, and apparently Arthur King was the name. Somehow he gets people to prescribe drugs to him.
It's an alias he's used in hotels, too.
Ah.
So it's a pretty common alias for him.
Did you see the pissing and moaning in Sterling Heights over the mosque being rejected?
Uh-huh. Why was it rejected?
They think it's going to cause traffic issues in this particular spot, which is 15 miles between Ryan and Mound Roads.
I feel like this has been going on for a while. Like we've talked about this before. 15 in Ryan?
Yeah.
What else is there right now?
It says one of several have come up in recent years across Metro Detroit. You know, I don't know about this location.
Is it zoned for that? What is that land zoned for?
I don't think it is zoned for that. That's why they had to go to the city.
Well, because the last time this was an issue over there, I thought it was kind of a more residential area, and that's why it was turned down.
But, of course, it becomes a matter of discrimination, and, oh, you hate Muslims, and people they talk to say they're plenty of mosques, or there's another mosque nearby, and I don't know what to say about that. Other than, does it just seem like the same? Don't we just hear about the same old shit over and over and over and over?
Let's let them build it then. We won't hear about it anymore.
Well, the neighbors don't. The people in the neighborhood aren't happy about it. And why aren't they happy about it? I don't know. I can't say. They say traffic, but. We'll have to take it for the word.
How big was it going to be?
I don't know what else to do.
What's there? Oh,
that is a very residential neighborhood, isn't it?
And what's there right now?
Extremely residential.
Where's it at? 15 and Mound?
Yep. 15 and 15 and between Mound and Ryan.
Oh, so it's between them.
Yeah.
Betwixt them.
There's an awful lot of subs around there. I mean,
I wonder what the actual property is because
I think that's heavily populated by
by
Arab Americans.
Well, if they're going to put a mosque there, yeah, I would think so.
Well, you think there wouldn't be a problem. I got the impression the neighborhood wasn't real happy about it. Didn't seem like anybody was happy about it, other than people who want the mosque. But, it's probably...
Is it replacing something else that's already there?
Didn't sound like it.
Okay, I'm just wondering what the location is. Whatever.
It's highly residential. I see. Yeah, there's some space for something. You put something there.
Where, right there?
Yeah.
Well, what's that behind it?
A park of some kind.
What's this? That's a school. Well, there's whatever.
I don't know. I'm not gonna suggest that I know what this neighborhood needs or doesn't need or what these people's motivations are. There aren't a lot of people asking for mosques in their neighborhood, though. I mean, this seems to be a pretty common problem in terms of getting new ones built.
That's really interesting, though, that they don't think it can handle the traffic on 15 Mile Road.
Well, there's a lot of traffic over there.
Well, how did the educational center get approved?
But do they want more traffic? I mean, what they have now.
I'm just asking. It doesn't sound like it's going to be there anyway.
Do you hear about another guy in Royal Oak hit by a train?
Yeah, he got ticketed.
This story is so absolutely stupid. How does anyone get hit by a train unless you want to be hit by a train?
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I first remember when I moved out here, like 98-ish, didn't it seem like there were people hit and killed by trains all the time in Royal Oak?
Yeah, usually they were either their cars were on, which I still don't understand. I don't know why.
Well, you try to beat the train across.
Well, exactly.
Why would anyone do that?
Drunk,
a lot of
maybe?
People do it.
But I thought
a lot
there
of
was
people
that,
are in a rush.
I thought there's that walkway across the train tracks that I felt like people used to get hit all the time, like around 98, 99. walking across those train tracks, and then they put up those new fencing.
Walking across, you have no excuse.
No, there's no excuse.
I don't think driving you
look to the left, you look to the right, and you go, if there's no trains coming,
Well, we saw one lady get hit. Remember? Remember that video?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Tom, have you ever seen that video of the lady getting hit by the train?
No.
I'm sure you'd love it.
Should we show him, Drew?
Sure.
She lives, right?
Oh, yeah, she made it.
What was it? Faces of Death 28?
No, banned from TV.
I think she's interviewed about it. She's doing so well, she was interviewed about it, I believe.
Jake, can you pull it up for Tom so we can see it? Remember that loud train horn, too?
Oh, yeah.
But that train was hiding behind one that was parked.
Was this guy drunk, by the way, that got hit in Royal Oak?
Wasn't it really late at night?
1:17 a.m.
That's a reasonable assumption, right?
He's supposedly taking a picture of another train. Well, the man was filming a cell phone video of a freight train on the northbound set of tracks when police said he was struck by the Amtrak train on the second set of tracks that was headed in the opposite direction. There's a nearby Amtrak passenger station about 75 yards away from that intersection. The train just nicked him. It just nicked him.
Maybe it's the same as this, then. Maybe it was hiding behind another train while he was filming it.
Oh.
I don't know. There are those train enthusiasts that will videotape.
There you go, Maz. There's your picture.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, it is. It sure is.
Look at this.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
You're allowed to laugh.
I think there's an interview at the after the show.
There's a warning up right now.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen this in years.
Come on. You can do it.
Oh, yeah, you got. Oh, she got made.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
She doesn't live.
Yeah, she's fine.
You don't think she lived from that?
Wow.
Do you think she lived?
God, does she go flying? Holy shit, did she go flying? Oh,
she doesn't live?
Yeah, no, she totally does.
I think she's fine.
She does not.
I think she got up and wiped herself off. I'm pretty sure.
You guys suckered me into watching a death.
That other lady, by the way, is blocking her view.
Look at her.
That's the taller
she's
lady.
She's like a doll.
By the way, she's rushing across with the guy, and the guy stops. Nice of him to go, hey, hang on. He stops and takes care of himself.
He's talking to her right before she gets hit, too.
Oh my God.
I think she was in
He shielded her.
I think she was in traction for like a month or two, Tom.
Yeah,
that's it.
She's fine.
She's
in the hospital when they interviewed her.
I think they reconstructed her head.
You're so mean to make me watch Faces of Death.
She had a head transplant. Everything was fine. She liked her new head better. Oh, there we go. Jim Carrey.
That was fine, too.
Oh, is that Jim Carrey breastfeeding?
Who's the actress?
I think it's the lady got hit by the train. She went into acting.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
You got a nice boob.
Yeah.
She's fine, too.
Tell me he wasn't great in his heyday.
He still is.
Hank? Was he Hank?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wonder how many takes that took.
That is crazy. She had to sit there for all those takes.
Oh yeah.
That's
and get her titty sucked.
Yeah. Well, good for Carrey,
by Jim Carrey.
Makes me want to go home and watch The Mask.
The Mask. You like The Mask?
Out of all the Jim Carrey movies,
Love The Mask.
You'd want to watch The Mask.
Well, I like most of his stuff. But I like The Mask.
Do you like Ace Ventura?
It's okay.
It still makes me laugh. I don't know why.
It's pretty funny. I would say that's my least favorite Jim Carrey movie by far.
It's Cameron Diaz's first movie.
I know, but that probably makes it one of her worst.
Bloop.
Wait, what about Rich Jenny's in that movie? Richard Jenny,
the comedian?
In The Mask, that killed himself?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah. Do you remember Richard Jenny?
Of course.
Did you know he killed himself?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, freaked out.
Jumped in front of a train.
Everybody in his world. That was a total shock.
Richard Jenny,
yeah. Total shock.
Absolutely.
When was that?
He's a good dude, too.
About 10 years ago?
Shock.
A long time ago.
He was really one of the funniest guys on his feet.
Yeah.
That I ever remember having on the show.
Yep. He's good.
How about Robin Williams 2 years ago?
Hashtag.
Well, today's the day.
Yeah, today, 2 year anniversary of Robin Williams' death and the flood.
The flood. Hashtag never forget.
It was the flood.
8/11. Yep.
Oh, man.
Hashtag never forget.
I always thought it was 8/16 for some reason, but it was 8/11, huh?
Month before 9/11.
Yeah, I was visiting family in Jersey, and of course, I knew my house was being flooded at the time.
Oh, doesn't that suck?
Nothing worse.
Oh,
nothing.
Does your house always flood?
my house flooded back then. We've cleaned it up. And
but does
and,
it does it when there's a big when there's a huge rainstorm? Could you count on your house flooding?
Not anymore because we did a whole new pipes on.
Oh, you did.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like now, the dry floor or whatever?
We didn't do that, but we just got new pipes underneath and redirected some stuff. We broke up the floor. I mean, it was havoc. I lost so much good crap that I was saving. All my VHS tapes.
What did it cost to do all the plumbing work?
All my VHS.
You know, a lot of it was covered by insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you had the extra. He had, not flood, what's it called? Sewer backup, storm backup insurance.
Yep. They paid for you to redo your plumbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they give you a flat amount, don't they? Oh, no, you know what? You have good insurance, though. Yeah.
Well, what's the catch on this insurance?
No catch. I was lucky.
Does he buy it from his friend or something?
No. If that was the case.
Friendly agent?
If that was the case, I would share him with all of you guys.
I'm not going to say what it is. If he wants to say
it, I'm pretty suspicious here. Something's going on. I can tell because Mark knows about it. I don't know what it is.
Nothing going on.
I don't want to reveal about Maz's personal life.
It certainly is an odd arrangement when an insurance company pays for you to redo your plumbing.
Well, it's just plumbing. Really
nothing happened to plumbing.
It's really good insurance.
Well, there was a broken pipe underneath my house. A couple of broken pipes.
Mark?
I'm not.
Is he being accurate?
Yes.
I don't know. Ask Tom.
I'm being
Tom,
honest.
Why do you have such good insurance?
Because my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a public employee, right?
My wife's
a teacher.
In the school system. Yeah. As far as health insurance covers, that's that. But Mark, he's talking about homeowners.
What does that have to do with
I thought you got it
flood
through that as well.
In basement.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, I do get it from MEMIC, my insurance company. MEMIC is for the Michigan Educators.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. So MEMIC is my insurance, not State Farm or Allstate or anything like that. And they've been good to us.
I mean, the investigation
tends
made
to
that
be
claim.
A little better coverage.
Yeah,
because we had this discussion 2 years ago.
Coverage is pretty good.
I want
good.
That claim to be investigated.
I also had, and you had them in, Mark, who were the people that come in and check the house and
it was
the government?
FEMA.
I even had FEMA come in, and they told me, we can't touch what you're already getting from MEMIC.
Oh, really?
So we can't help you anymore.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to get a lot more done, obviously.
You know how much I got from FEMA?
$10,000.
$2,000.
Oh, $500 over here.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Joanna get like
$10,000? $15,000 in damage, and I got $2,000 from FEMA. I mean, I'll take it. I don't want to bitch too much.
I think Joanna got a good deal.
Joanna also had the storm and sewer backup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a Cox.
It was awful. I mean, you live and learn.
Boy, did that suck.
Well, nice infrastructure, Royal Oak. Thanks so much for
St. Clair Shores is worse.
And thanks for doing something about it since. I know you've completely fixed it so this will never happen again. I'm sure you spent millions on. No, I know you didn't.
I was talking
to someone. You never do because it's happened a million times since I've lived here.
I'm not going to tell you where I got this story from, but this person called up their insurance person and said, they live where they live. I don't even want to say the city because I wanted to get back to this person. But they're like, yeah, trying to make a claim for the backup and the flooding. And they said, well, why don't you reach out to your city and, you know, the mayor's office and see what they can do about it. And he said,
oh, sure.
He said, I am the mayor. He was also the mayor. That is a 100% true story. I'll write down what city it's into.
All these same cities never do a damn thing.
He gets screwed too?
Well, I think the city made right by their citizens. It just took a while, and people are impatient.
It's the same places that flood over and over. I don't know why people move to these
places.
That
lovely city.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised when people move to places like Royal Oak, Dearborn Heights, or whatever, they don't consider the fact they're going to have flooded basements every 5 years.
Gross point. St. Clair Shores are right there with you.
Because it'll cost you another. If you could plan to live somewhere 20 years, it'll probably cost you an extra, I don't know, $20,000, $25,000 for all the flooding you'll have at your stupid house.
That sucks.
And you have to worry about it every time there's a heavy rain.
That's what I was going
to
say. I admit, it's like really fucked with my head because anytime it rains now, I'm like, is it going to back up?
You know what? We still get fresh rainwater coming in. We still. Not a lot, but we do still get some. But at least it's not the sewer.
Where's
anymore.
It coming from?
Comes from the outside.
Storm back? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, goes through the dirt and whatever. I guess I don't know what the hell we're built on.
You will see a neighborhood hero, though, in Berkeley at the corner of Cambridge and Harvard. I think it's Harvard.
Isn't that you?
I don't know who this local hero is, but he's very heroic because he'll go out in the middle of a pouring rainstorm to clear out the storm drain.
Storm drain. And
thank God for that neighborhood hero.
He is like a hero.
Whoever that man is.
Yeah, we had the same thing in one of the Royal Oak houses. That intersection would be, you know, 3 feet of water until people went outside and cleared the drain.
You had a local hero, too?
Yeah, we had a few local heroes.
This one's always the same guy. Really? It's amazing.
Storm Man?
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
But uniform?
He should be commended. But the city should find him and probably give him some kind of medal.
They should.
Or award. It'd be a shame I wouldn't be able to see him accept that award, though. Whoever this guy is.
Oh. Got an alter ego?
I don't know if he does. I don't know who he is.
Does the city know about him?
No, clearly not, or else he'd have an accommodation.
Well, I just remember that day, August 11th, how long it took. Like, didn't it take Joey like 6 hours to get home or something?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I remember driving a
696 had like, what, 14 feet of water or something?
Oh, yeah. Our former intern, I think this is after you left at 105 Run. Remember, was it Big Ian? Was he the big tall dude?
I forget.
Who was the big tall guy? Oh, balls. I wish I could remember his name. He's the guy in the infamous picture sitting on top of his pickup truck that's under the 696-75.
Oh, really?
Overpass. That was him. Mm. Yeah. And I just remember asking him, what were you thinking? He goes, I thought I could make it. But that's what happened. Driving on the surface streets, driving on Coolidge was fine if you're in the middle.
My buddy lost his Town and Country minivan in the middle of that road.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
On 696?
Yep.
That's fully covered,
though. How did he lose it?
Went into the water, and that was the end of it.
So if you ever are in doubt whether or not you can make it or can't make it, remember, your car's fully covered, so you might as well just go for it.
Is it really fully covered? That's what they say.
Shit. Well, let's face it. If you have an accident, if you're an idiot and you do a dumb thing and you hit another car and you total your car, they cover it. So why wouldn't they cover that kind of other kind of stupidity?
Point.
So once again.
There was that much water.
It was no fault.
There
was
much water.
Is it Michigan a no-fault state?
Yeah. It was only 3 feet.
This is idiotic.
So when in doubt, fuck it. Just go, man.
Yeah, why not? Good point. You want to hear the Jim Carrey story?
I love hearing more Jim Carrey stuff.
Jim Carrey's suicide shocker.
It's kind of a bummer. I mean, he's really,
a bummer story.
Yeah,
but
he was really bummed out about this
chick. I can see why.
Good luck pronouncing her name, by the way.
Her first name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she's got a goofy name.
It's spelled, she's Irish, so it's spelled a certain way, but I think it's just Simone. It's like normal pronunciation.
Anyway, she's talking about Jim Carrey. She says sugar fucks him up, makes him really depressed, and then he starts smoking pot, and then he kept eating more sugar, and then he would just have these breakdowns, like meltdowns. He's broken so many computers now, it's ridiculous. He throws them. He'd be shouting at me for no reason, like punch the wall that's beside me. He gets so angry, gets really sad, and starts crying.
Who wrote this?
Jim Carrey crying? This is the note, part of the note that she
that's
wrote.
In the note?
I guess so.
I thought the note was like 4 words.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is on a tape, actually. This is her talking about him on a tape. I don't know why she's talking about him.
Well, because they broke up, I guess.
After a frantic 911 call, Irish-born stylist Catriona. Catriona?
I think it's just, I forget how it's pronounced, but it's got a normal pronunciation.
Was found dead September 28, 2015, in at the Los Angeles home. She once shared with the comic. L.A. County Coroner said she downed a lethal cocktail of prescription pills, including propranolol, Zolpidem, oxycodone, and oxymorphone.
Wait, what were the first two?
Propranolol, propranolol.
Because you know that's just the generic name. That's a beta blocker?
I don't know.
For blood pressure?
Zolpidem.
It treats angina.
Zolpidem. Zolpidem, oxycodone, and oxymorphone. Three prescription bottles on Catriona's bedside table were for a patient named Arthur King.
Zolpidem is Ambien.
Okay. Jim had sent Catriona text messages asking if she knew what happened to the painkiller stored under his sink.
Oh, boy.
Report concluded it appeared likely the bottles for Arthur King, in quotes, found on her bedside were the prescriptions Jim was referring to. On the tape, Catriona also revealed a prior suicide attempt where she took 200 painkillers and slept for days.
Oh, my God.
And then she talked about the actor's fondness for cocaine. In the last 6 years, he's never been in a one-person relationship till me. She claimed the star came out of therapy sessions mad at her, but she said, at least you're not doing mounds of cocaine anymore. Catherine revealed they discussed marriage, but Jim's therapist and lawyers rejected the idea. He said we were broken up, and I guess he's like in rehab at his house. He's got an around-the-clock rehab thing going on, and he can't see me for 30 days. Then he sends me nasty messages. Then he tells me he loves me and misses me and wants me back, and he can't see me and he can't be with me. Then he changes his mind. Heartsick over their tortured relationship, Catriona told how she attempted suicide a little more than a year before she actually killed herself. 2 weeks ago, I was
fucking suicidal. I took 2 hours of painkillers. It didn't work. I passed out for like 2 hours, would throw up, then wake up, come around and throw up again and pass out. And unfortunately, she did actually succeed on September 28th. Yeah. Horrible story.
Beautiful, beautiful girl.
Yeah,
she's a pallbearer.
30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
30 years old.
Who was?
His girlfriend.
Hey, guess how much Hillary Clinton weighs?
How much does she weigh?
289.
Three bills.
289.
289?
Look at this picture of her. I didn't realize she was
Holy
that big.
Holy moly. 289? Oh, what is she, 6'2"? No,
gigantic she is.
That's wrong.
There's no way she weighs
280.
No way.
On the moon.
What's wrong with that? She's that.
What are you talking about?
That's a fake picture.
No, it isn't. Look how big she is. It looks like her pantsuit.
Oh, the picture's real. I just don't think that's 289.
That's huge. Have you seen the picture of her being helped up the stairs, by the way, that the Republicans keep throwing out there?
No.
Yeah, she's being helped upstairs. They're saying, look, she's frail.
Well, she is old.
Yeah,
she's,
I know, she's
really old. I mean,
how old
they
is
both
she?
Are.
They claim
they're both over 70, aren't they?
Yeah, they're around 70. I think right around 70. They're saying that Bill is battling Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Wow. Well, I mean, the way he shakes.
They talk about how fascinated he was by the balloons as evidence of...
Well, wait. Oh, and the
there,
other.
He looks. I look at his mouth just wide open, like, duh. Like he was during her speech. That's how he looked during her speech. That picture right there.
Yeah.
Don't forget that other moment I pointed out when he was pointing at the TV, going, "Those people from those are my friends from Chappaqua," on the TV with his wife. Mm. I know those people.
They say that. Let's see. Hillary suffered a secret mental breakdown. She turned to food and booze in a desperate attempt to cope, gobbling prescription meds and mixing them with alcohol, a potentially lethal combination that's caused her butt to balloon at least 20 inches in the 3 weeks since the Democratic National Convention.
Wow.
She's gained 103 pounds since announcing her candidacy at 186, making her now a whopping, scale-crushing 289 pounds.
289.
289. She's morbidly obese.
She's 5'6".
Wow. She can be over 300 in no time.
Hey, let's Google how much does she weigh.
Supposed to lose weight on a campaign, aren't you?
Yeah, but she's using food for comfort.
How much do you think the internet...
She's being helped up the... Look at her being helped up the stairs. She is frail. She doesn't have long.
She does.
Two people helping up the stairs.
Those guys' backs are going to give out.
She's 68. 89. He's 69. Wow, she is not making
how
up any
Trump,
stairs.
How old's the Trumpster?
He's 70, I think. Are you 69? I believe he's 69.
69.
The tragic secret behind Bill's embarrassing appearance at the convention included falling asleep during Hillary's acceptance speech, gazing confusedly at the balloons that fell from the Wells Fargo Center. Bill is suffering from Parkinson's and early stages of Alzheimer's. Hillary and Chelsea are desperate to keep his condition secret, but the reality is that he won't be able to much longer. On the campaign trail, Bill is much slower physically and unable to maintain his balance while suffering from periodic mental lapses.
Almost as funny as her weighing 289.
Yes.
The internet claims she weighs 132.
Oh, right. Come on.
No.
Are you kidding?
No way. They also claim her measurements are 37, 28,
38. Heather Locklear is looking really rough. Look at Heather Locklear.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Doesn't she look bad? That doesn't look like her, does it?
I still take her.
Is it all Sambora's fault?
Could be. Look how bloated she looks. Doesn't she look bizarre?
Ugh.
I know. She's got this big...
Like, she's all yours, Tom.
...thing on her nose, too. Like she wiped out, fell down or something?
Her, I think that her kid or somebody's a model now. Does that make sense?
Yes, I remember reading
she's
that.
She's beautiful, too.
Huh.
Let me see if I can find her. Yeah, Ava Elizabeth Sambora. Oh, she's 18. No,
she was supposed to get married to this plastic surgeon, and then she posted suggestive photos of her with Tommy Lee, and he apparently dumped her on the spot. Like, see ya.
Come look at her daughter.
Celebrity net worth $25 million, by the way.
Look at her daughter's Instagram. She looks just like her, just like a young version of her.
Poor Lisa Marie's in rehab too, Drew.
Look at her. Doesn't she look just like her there?
Yeah, she looks. She looks almost cuter.
She's, so you like the Sambora in her. She's pretty hot.
Damn right. Wow.
There she is modeling on a catwalk. Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm. She reminds me of that cute little gymnast on the of the five.
Allie Raceman. Yeah, we were just watching her. Yeah, we were just watching her ass. Is on TV. She's on TV.
She's a gymnast with a rack.
Allie Raceman. She's 22.
They fight to keep that rack held back in her outfit. But
the
she's
rack. We've been kind of infatuated with her butt.
She's got a butt too. The ESPN. She's one of the nude people in that ESPN body issue.
Really?
Yeah, she's like doing this thing where she's flying through the air like Jordan nude. It looks so stupid.
That's real.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that titty.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, she's nice looking.
Gymnasts don't have boobs.
Yeah, they do. Remember the one from the Olympics prior, and she was dating the Patriots guy. I think she was dating Gronk at one
Olympics
point.
Prior.
Yeah. She was part of the
Fierce Five.
Yeah, she was part of the Fab Five then.
Really?
Think of her name. Look her up. You'll know.
I don't know, Tom. Highly intrigued.
She's a Boston chick. I think she was dating Gronk at one point. No, he dates everybody.
You're not talking about Michaela Maroney, are you?
No. I like Michaela.
She was great.
Well, there's another girl that's a standout.
Fierce Five. Kylo Ross?
Nope.
Was that?
Nope.
Gabby Douglas?
Nope.
Jordan Weaver?
No.
That's all five of them.
No, that was not the last Olympics.
That is the last Olympics. The Fierce Five? 2012? Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney.
Gonna go to 208 then.
2008. Oh, my God. Drew.
Hey, can I... What are you guys fighting about?
We're fighting about the gymnast with a rack. There's a bigger rack on a gymnast
who's
from
that,
2008.
Jay?
Is it Camille
Kostick? No.
Camille Kostick?
No. She was on the American team.
I think you're making this up.
No, I'm not. You'll see. I will prove to Drew.
There's no mega rack gymnast.
That there's a mega rack gymnast that was on the Olympics, two Olympics ago.
Color me doubtful.
And I didn't notice it.
You had to notice it.
They could have them strapped in.
Are you sure this is like gymnastics and not like rhythmic gymnastics?
No, Mark. She's one of the big ones.
Not like the trampoline or anything?
Get ready to edit this, Jay.
I'm not going to have to edit. I'm going to be right.
Sean Johnson?
No.
Nastia Lukin?
Nope.
Chelsea Memel?
Nope.
Alicia Sacramone?
Yep. Alicia Sacramone.
She's gonna have a rack.
Yes, she does. Look
now,
her up. Look
now
up
or
Alicia
then.
Sacramone.
Now or then?
Hey, Jay, show Drew Alicia Sacramone's rack.
Now or then?
Both.
She's married to Brady Quinn.
There you go. I knew she had a football guy.
While you're considering all that, look at these pictures of Hillary eating.
Oh, gross.
Leave her alone.
Look at her.
Oh, she's just kind of a rack now. Now.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
She's married to Brady Quinn.
She's got some reaction.
She's got major reaction.
Yeah.
That's not the right picture.
She's a cute girl, too.
That's not the right picture.
Can you ask for a more rackalicious picture?
Yeah, there's much
doesn't
better
Doesn't she have
pictures.
Her own Instagram? Alicia Sacramone Quinn. She does have her own Instagram. Oh, she just had a baby.
Jay asked for her nude. We'll see what happens.
It's amazing. I don't know.
When you ask to see a female nude, isn't it amazing how often you get your wish? Because it's like, I always ask. It's like, I might as well ask. I mean, who knows?
Might as well ask.
She's really cute. She's very cute.
She is.
That looks good.
By the way, is Brady Quinn not one of the biggest disappointments in terms of the NFL?
Yeah, but he's not as big of a disappointment as the guy that was drafted the same year. Remember the big decision was between Brady Quinn or, wasn't it Jamarcus Russell?
Oh, yeah, and they paid Jamarcus Russell a ton of money.
Yeah, and then he ballooned up to Hillary Clinton size.
Oh, good picture, man. Yeah, see, they got him strapped in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman. And now she's a mother.
I got to bring this up because it was in the tabloids, and I just think it's so stupid. The Jamarcus Russell net worth, only $2 million.
Wow. Yeah. What did he spend all his money on? SERP?
His Kool-Aid.
Scissorp?
Who knows?
Drank purple drink.
Tom's
been tweeting this whole time, by the way, Drew.
I'm not. I'm showing you Sacramone when she was a gymnast.
I keep getting notices that you tweeted.
Tom?
Yeah, Drew.
Did you tweet?
No, I retweeted that we were on the air. That's all.
What he tweeted?
I retweeted that we were on the air. Mark?
What's the tweet you're reading, Mark?
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm looking for him. Hang on.
Allie? Oh, Sacramone?
I'll get Drew's 7-Eleven card tonight. Crying face emoji.
Someone asked me about the green room that I should stock it.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Someone said I should stock the green room. So I wrote him, okay, I'll get Drew's 7-Eleven card tonight.
25 minutes ago, he just tweeted, no way. Crying emoji face. Do you put crying emoji face in everything? I forgot how much you love emojis.
I do. I love emojis. There's nothing wrong with them.
Some people say guys should not use emojis.
Care?
Drew, once, after you left once, I commandeered Tom's phone. He just gave me his phone. Yeah. I don't know why. So I started tweeting. Naturally, just grabbed his phone. How did all the emoji stuff start that day?
What were you tweeting,
Mark? He tweeted something out as me saying,
yes.
You know, please answer me back with some emojis and blah, blah, blah. And
no.
Poured in.
No. At first it was, I don't know, probably something about Brady and how right I am.
Oh, Tom Brady.
And then I included tons of emojis just under his own Twitter. So talking about it on air, we're like, Tom loves emojis. Just tweet them. And you got so many tweets with
tons
what stop of emojis. It was so stupid. It was really funny, though. It was so dumb. So Tom does love him. If anybody, when they hear this, tweet Tom emojis, and then he'll know that you're listening to the podcast.
Please do. I have to bring this up. I keep reading about this stupid, maybe dumbest ever reality TV show that's coming up. Any, just even a wild guess?
Wow. Is it following like a D-list celebrity, or is it?
Yep.
Following a D-list celebrity.
We're all a boy.
What realm?
A well-known family.
Music.
It's a guy.
Guy. Caitlyn Jenner. No.
Close. You're all over it, Mark. Rob Kardashian and Black China.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, yeah.
I thought he was done with Black China.
A reality show. They did break up. Supposedly they're back together.
But he knocked her up.
Yeah, he did. And
is this a RSP, a Ryan Seacrest production?
I don't know if it's an RSP, but first of all, what happened to him? Why is he so huge? Look how huge he is.
He ate comfort eating.
Not that huge.
Comfort food?
Comfort food, yeah.
That's a slim looking picture of him. He's
what happened
gigantic.
To his
gigantic?
What happened to his sock line?
And his sock line.
Remember to name a line of socks?
Oh my
Wasn't that
God.
Him?
Probably. Oh, he is the biggest waste of space. But
a lot of it. Tell me,
the Dancing with the Stars.
Ever watching this stupid show? What's that?
He was a Dancing with the Stars guy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was decent. He made it till almost the end.
Anyway. I can't believe that Black China is a model.
I know.
Do you find her to be even remotely attractive?
No, I always confuse her.
I have to look at some different pictures, and that picture she's not. But she's not bad looking.
She needs to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Did she grow up with the Kardashians? Wasn't she friends with them when they were really young?
I don't know. I don't.
She looks like, what's the other? She looks like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, she's like her stunt double.
I don't think Nicki Minaj is pretty.
I don't think she's pretty.
I think she's pretty attractive.
Yeah. I just think that's a weird given name.
Oh,
I'm glad somebody got the joke.
China is
it late, Mark.
Her name. She took the name Black China based on someone else who used the last name China because they look Chinese.
Oh,
and she claims that she looks Chinese, so she uses Black China.
Sure, whatever you say.
She started as a stripper and then she became a model. Apparently, she was Black Model of the Year 1 year, which I was like, really?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Tyga used to nail her, which is the weird thing in that family.
Tyga has a kid with her.
Yeah, and then Tyga looks like
Kendall, isn't she? Isn't
yeah, or one of the other ones?
Yeah, Kylie.
Kylie,
one of the young ones.
Nice family.
Broke up with her Black boyfriend and has a new Black boyfriend.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm utterly fascinated with the fact that this entire family of white people dates only Black people.
Not
even the mom.
Not Courtney.
Courtney? Oh, yeah, that's
Lamar
right. Scott
Odom.
Disick. But they're broken up now. She's surely going to have a Black boyfriend soon.
She had Lamar Odom, didn't she? Or is that
No, that's,
one?
That's Chloe.
That's Chloe.
Sorry, my bad.
I mean, isn't that strange that every member would date only Black people?
It's very odd. Did
you ever ask about that? I mean, can you not ask?
I don't think you could ask.
Did Caitlyn
ask that question?
I don't think you could.
I don't think it's an unfair question.
I don't think you could ask.
Caitlyn's girlfriend was white. Remember Candy?
Caitlyn's. Oh, Caitlyn. She's not a Kardashian.
What? That's right. She's a Jenner. Well,
she married into it.
Kylie and Kendall are Jenners.
And he was Black.
They're Kardashians, too.
Oh.
And they date Black guys only.
But they have no blood to Kardashian, to Bob Kardashian.
Drew, you remember this picture?
Oh, that's right.
Remember that from?
So I guess we figured out that it's more nurture versus. I think it's nurture versus nature.
Apparently, Bruce Jenner wins big. Sports Illustrated, August 9, 1976.
Yeah.
He won a decathlon. Look at that, Mark.
It's funny to me that Bruce Jenner never, I mean,
chick.
Honestly, he has lived off his Olympic victory for his entire life.
Yeah.
Hasn't he, really?
Yeah, that's amazing.
What does he do? He gives speeches. That's all he does.
Well, he did some, wasn't he a, not a reporter, wasn't he a personality of sorts? And
oh, he did a couple stupid movies.
Yeah, like the, well, he did.
Oh, God, the dumbest movies.
Didn't he do Battle the Network Stars? And didn't he do some broadcasting? So it was enough to stay in the eye, I guess.
A little bit, yeah.
He was definitely, he was a reporter. Why World of Sports and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But I don't think they ever really had much money. Was he really that loaded until Seacrest found him?
I don't know. I think he did pretty well.
Okay.
I mean, because he made a lot of money back in 76. I think
he was on the Wheaties.
Yeah, I thought he was one of the first big endorsement people for the Olympics.
He was Captain America, man.
But you know, the amazing thing is
that enough?
I've seen this with a lot of athletes who are smart with their money. When they make a lot of money at, say, 25... whatever, if they're smart and they invest it, they stay pretty wealthy. If they make a big chunk at once, if you watch your money, you can pretty well stay in that world.
Hmm.
I mean, I suppose you got to have something going on down the road. You can't just be leaking.
Well, is Mary Lou Retton loaded today?
I suspect she is.
I think she's still out there.
I don't know. What's her celebrity net worth?
Celebrity net worth, Jay. Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton.
Want to guess?
Celebrity net worth.
I don't see a number. Oh, 5.8 million.
I was going to say 3.
Doing okay.
Okay.
I was going to say 20 million.
Greg Louganis.
Greg Louganis. Oh, it's not.
I'm only
good.
Saying that because we watched the documentary.
It's going to be like, I predict money. It's like $200,000.
Oh, if he has $200,000 now, that's good.
800,000.
Yeah. But he was nothing. He was getting.
Yeah, he's getting booted out of his house.
Like he was taken.
He left.
By,
he sold that house.
He was taken by his boyfriend.
He should have way more money than that, though. He got no endorsements because he was gay.
Yep. That's. Really amazing because he was that. Him and Mary Lou were that Olympics.
Usain Bolt, 60 million.
Nike
being,
money.
For being a speed demon. That's right. We haven't even seen any track and field yet at the Olympics.
I know. They wait till swimming's done.
Yep.
All right. Should we call the White Lives Matter guy?
Who is he? Is this the White Marlin thing?
Yeah, the Marlin guy.
He had to have known, right?
Known what? That was...
Well, that they just were going to put that on a shirt and he'd get crap.
I don't know.
Is he that clueless? Explain the story for Tom and everyone else.
Well, it's about white marlins and blue marlins, and so he's... I guess they're endangered somehow, so he started this White Lives Matter, and it's about the white marlin. And I guess some Black Lives Matter people aren't too pleased this T-shirt. So.
Hey, one other thing, Jay's talking to him right now. One other thing about Jenner, he's been divorced. Chris was his third divorce. So he would have had to give money away living in California to those other two, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
He was a spokesman for Tropicana, Minolta, and Buster Brown Shoes.
But that's all from the Olympics.
Yeah. No, got a lot of credit going to him.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll see about White Lives Matter, how much hell this guy's taken. If he's just selling a lot of T-shirts.
Can we talk about Tom Brady, too?
No.
Okay.
That's how good he is? About how great he is?
Maybe. No.
Got about a story for you.
But his, well, I won't tell you yet.
You don't want to let Mark prep for it. Don't tell him.
No, he's already prepping.
It's about the NFL's overstretching their bounds.
Nobody cares. No.
We'll be back after this.
My top friend, my mother, and my feet love the floor.
back, and it just out of curiosity, I don't know if either of you guys heard this, but did you hear that the Marvin Gaye estate is suing Ed Sheeran now?
Yeah.
Did you hear the songs?
Yeah, and unlike Blurred Lines, I don't hear the similarity.
I don't either.
But I guess in live shows, he does his song.
Yeah.
And it segues seamlessly into, let's get it on.
There's so many songs you can do that with. That's a matter of, isn't that a matter of beats per minute or something? Or?
Sure, I don't know.
Elvis Costello goes frequently into one of his songs into a Smokey Robinson song.
Oh, Smokey's going to sue him now.
I guess so. I mean, people have been doing that for years.
It's an honor to sing someone else's song.
Well, how many songs? I mean, can a new song ever be made now? It's like every combination, it's almost like there's a finite number of chords and notes that you can put together until someone says, that's my song, you're ripping off.
I feel like the Marvin Gaye offspring need money for some reason.
Wow.
Well, they figured it worked once. They'll probably try to do it, you know, keep doing it.
This one's kind of reach. Isn't it the same song, too? Wasn't Let's Get It On last time with Blurred Lines?
No, it was...
it was... Yeah, I know what song it was. Marvin Gaye, celebrity net worth $5 million. Apparently, that's all he left his kids. So they've gone through that.
Well, they had to split it, too.
Yeah, they did.
You know, $5 million, so no estate tax, so...
And Nona Gaye has, of course, a very expensive lifestyle because she's a star.
Who? With
Nona Gaye.
Never heard of Nona.
Doesn't he have a daughter named Nona?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're hitting your Siri button on your phone. She's talking to you.
Siri, shut the fuck up. Siri.
I said.
Yes.
Tell her again.
I said shut the fuck up.
I'm just trying to help it, right? It's not. She didn't say anything back to you. You insulted her so bad.
You're not helping very much.
If you say so.
Oh, what a bitch.
In your face.
You fucker!
That's enough out of you, Siri.
Oh my God, listen to the attitude.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't get that.
You're being a...
I said I'm sick of your bullshit, Siri.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Whoa!
The fuck does that mean?
Whatever.
No one talks back to you, man.
I know. Nona Gaye's net worth $3 million, so...
So the rest of her family only got $2 million.
I'm not sure how many kids she invested
wisely.
I don't know how many kids Marvin had. God, he had a weird life. I mean, his dad kills him, mm-hmm. for one.
Wow.
And then he was married to, what's the freaking head of Motown?
Barry Gordy?
Barry Gordy. He's married to Barry Gordy's
sis?
Daughter or sister? Daughter? Sister? Yeah, sister, I think. And he owed her... I think when he divorced her, they said, whatever you make on your next record, you have to give to her.
Wow.
Which is a weird thing. And so the record was called Hear My Dear. and it was intentionally shitty.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Anna Gordy Gay. There you go.
That's great.
Yeah. And then...
Hear My Dear?
Was he just like going...
Jay, can you find Hear, fart find Hear My Dear by Marvin Gaye? Let's hear it.
I don't think we want to hear it.
Don't you want to hear how bad
it is? I'm sure it's just some soul songs, but I don't think it had any hits on it.
That reminds me. Are you going to play it, Jay?
Yeah.
I'll stop talking. I'll wait till after the song.
I guess I'll have to say this album is dedicated to you. Although perhaps I may not be happy.
Not the biggest Marvin Gaye hit I've ever heard.
I don't think I'll have any regrets.
That's enough Hear My Dear for me.
So when Julie and I were talking today, and she was giving me crap because I would say, I tell her things I want to do and I don't do them, and she actually used the phrase, you promised the moon? Like, which makes me laugh that she used the phrase anyways, but you know what I followed it with?
What?
But I prefer Uranus. She's trying to have a serious conversation with me, but I just kept going, but Uranus looks good tonight. Do-do-do-do-do-do. The moon was in bloom.
The old Red Peters tune.
How it inflamed us. Have you ever heard that song, Tom?
No, I never did.
If your daughter ever gets married, make sure the DJ plays it at her wedding. People will get out and dance to it, right, Drew?
Yeah, they think it's like a really harmless, you know, old song to.
What was his other big hit?
He had two really funny songs.
Yeah.
Who is this we're talking about?
Red Peters. Come on, get with it.
He's a comedian. It does funny songs, but they sound like.
Jay, will you play it?
They sound like standards.
Go.
Like Red Peters.
I couldn't. They said this thing was all day long today.
Rocket My Pants?
Ooh, I think so.
You promised the moon, but I preferred Uranus. The stars must be right. Because Uranus looks good tonight. The moon was in June. How it inflamed us.
I haven't heard this song in like 10 years.
And Uranus looks good tonight.
Here it comes.
Hey, I'm not queer. I'm just experimenting an idea. The feeling's unrelenting when you're near. The feeling starts extending towards your rear. Ain't it clear? I just want ammonia. Have no fear. I'm out full of bologna. You and I. Goodbye to Uranus tonight.
How about give Rocket My Pants a little shot?
Don't you like
that song?
It's got a good swing to it.
People will go out and dance.
Benny Goodman.
Well, they won't hear the lyrics at all.
This is more of a slow one, right? Yeah.
I took a shuttle to your pad last night. My Venus rising as you held it so tight. You had me in a trance. So I got a rocket in my pants over you. Alpha Centauri wasn't far from the scene. Aurora Borealis, I don't know what that means. Cause when you said let's dance, I got a rocket in my pants over you. Badoo, badoo, badoo. You guys traveling on vacation. One fine Sunday afternoon. My pod enters your space station. My capsule wasn't right, so I parked it overnight. And so two spaceships in the sky.
Why aren't you guys laughing more? It's so dumb.
Oh, I love this. It's great. First try,
an astronomical romance.
Can you get this on Apple Music?
Hopefully.
Over you.
Can't believe Brandon didn't play this at his wedding.
I know. Oh, it's perfect for it.
That's enough, Jay.
My pod enters your space station.
Did you guys happen to see this thing about
Tom Brady?
The couple that put up all their communications with their neighbor. I think the neighbor lived below them, and they had a baby. And these people were constantly asking them to, you know, could you not do this? Because the baby's about to put the baby down.
Oh,
I mean, to the point of being ridiculous, like all hours of the day and night, and they put up all these texts back and forth.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I have not seen that, no. What are some of the texts?
It's pretty funny. Just, do you mind holding off drinking for an hour or so? My daughter's sleeping. That's at 10:12 a.m.
Wait, 10:12 a.m.?
And they said, and then she comes back and says, I was just worried you were drinking above her room.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Drinking alcohol or just
and
drinking
then
a beverage?
The guy comes back and says, currently chopping vegetables. Sorry, I didn't realize it was that loud. They were chopping vegetables.
And he was probably running the water. He wasn't washing the vegetables.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. That could be, yeah. That kid's going to be soft,
don't
man.
Don't run the water, you know, with the baby.
The kid needs to learn to sleep with some noise.
5:28 p.m.
Just sleep with a mask like you.
We just got home and she'd fallen asleep in the car. She's napping now. Do you mind holding off a little longer? That's at 5:28 p.m. They said, say no more. I'm being quiet. What am I doing?
What's wrong with these people?
It's always in the morning. I'm about to put her down for a nap, 10:15 a.m. I just heard the drums and I thought I'd let you know, smiley face. And he says, I'm actually out for a while. I was just showing my parents my little studio a little while back. Baby's name, they crossed out. Taking one of her random afternoon naps. Would you mind holding off until 6? She'll be up for sure by then.
Wow.
If she's up early, I'll let you know.
It's a late nap.
Sure thing. I'm being as quiet as I can.
That poor guy. I guarantee you they specifically made extra noise at times when he asked them to be quiet. Wouldn't you?
They seem really nice. I mean, so-and-so's going to be. Can you stop moving the drumming? It sounds like you're moving your drums.
Moving it. Oh, boy.
Sorry, it'll last a bit longer. Band practice tonight.
Oh, well, there's the crux of the problem. He obviously just doesn't want the band to ever play with the kid.
It's just so stupid. It reminded me of that list of that psycho chick when her demands for the trip. Did you see the girl that had made the demands on the guy who was going away with his friends to some vacation spot?
No.
A buddy trip.
That sounds like a fun story.
Oh, it was so lame. I mean, the first rule was keep your phone charged at all times.
Oh, my God.
Just talk to her every day for at least 2 minutes, right?
Yeah. Twice a day for 2 minutes.
Twice a day, that's right. And then he wasn't allowed to look or talk to any other girls. Not even look at him.
Remember when we got in trouble for this?
Oh, yeah, Brandon's list. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then girl.
That was just a misunderstanding.
The only thing he's supposed to talk to about a girl about is her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's all about her in that relationship.
Yes.
Look at that.
But the list is all in cute little different colored pens. And
what's the bottom one? Drugs are for mugs.
Yeah. He's allowed to drink but not mix drink with drugs, apparently.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, that relationship will last.
Stay in your own bed. If on boat party, no drinking games with the opposite sex.
Have
Don't
fun.
Buy girls drinks. That money could be spent on me. XO. Oh, God. Yeah, so.
A lot of emojis on there.
Exactly. It's from a woman.
No photos with random girls. Or SC stories. What are SC stories?
Snapchat, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Snapchat.
Yeah, I'll never get it.
You don't think it was a Snapchat?
Oh, it could be strip club.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's fair.
So, Maz, what are you doing since you got back from vacation? What's on the agenda?
This is it, man. I got the late invite to come on in. Here I am, and I think it'd probably be my last podcast because I brought up too much sports.
What? Oh, I thought you were getting a job somewhere.
Oh.
How was your vacation?
Brought up, it was very, very good.
How are we going to keep Maz in here without talking sports all the time? What do we do?
I don't like the way I was held down today.
All right, give him 5 minutes.
Not a sports podcast.
Throw it out.
I didn't say you had to make it a sports podcast. I just wanted people to know that on October 28th, it was Orlando and the Pistons. For the home opener.
But you wanted to talk Lions. You wanted to talk about Lions Steelers preseason.
Scrimmage. Yeah, Lions Steelers had, hung out together and practiced in Latrobe, PA.
And
then to mix it up with Hard Knocks and the Rams. Fun stories.
And
of the guys. Remember, look at the one Hard Knocks that we just saw today. The one guy breaks a rule, the original rule.
Oh, he brought a girl back to his room.
That was the one rule that Jeff Fisher said in the beginning of the meeting.
Well, so he cut him.
Ass.
So he cut him.
But the guy sucked. If that was Tavon Austin, he wasn't getting cut.
I know, but still.
Wow.
I just thought it was.
It gave him a chance to, to enforce his rules.
Correct.
No, I know.
Point. But the guy was an idiot. He said, well, we weren't going to chill. She wasn't going to spend the night. She just came by to drop something off.
So, she stayed for a half hour.
Right.
I hope he at least got a blowjob out of it, right? Right, Tom?
What a way to go.
Oh, I know. They showed him carrying his stuff out, and it's like, you asshole.
Honestly.
Your NFL career is over because you brought a chick back to your room? Are you stupid?
How do NFL players not know where the sun rises and where it sets?
Meaning?
Well, that was on the show. Jared Goff didn't know which
one. Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I didn't get that far either.
Yeah. They ask him. They bring it up in the coaches' meeting.
By the way,
where does the sun rise? And he had no idea.
Why'd they ask that?
I think the coach was earlier trying to make a point about, you know, the sunrise, you know, where's the sunrise? Just as a question, uh-huh. like telling him directional stuff, and he didn't know where the sunrise. So then they brought it out, and he's asking other, Goff is asking other players on the team, and some of the other rookies don't know either, like where it rises.
By the way.
And then the smartest center goes, well, technically it doesn't rise. We orbit it. Which is kind of, you know.
Is that the guy with all the tank tops?
Yes, it was. Yeah. That was the highlight of that episode because it was kind of a boring episode outside of the guy pulling out 50 different types of tank tops. So stupid.
Mark, what you saw of Jared Goff, do you have any feelings about him?
From that episode or in general?
Yeah, in general and from that episode.
I don't know. He seems all right.
I don't know why I see a bust. I don't know why. I can't.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't usually see it. I usually think guys, I see them, they're so good in college, and I think, oh, they're going to be a great pro. You just can't. I mean, how can you not feel that way? But I just smell a bust. I don't know why.
A Cal kid playing in L.A.? We'll see. See how it goes.
Yeah, well, Cal.
Not because of where he's playing or anything like that. I don't know why. I just, there's something about, you know when guys have it and you just, you know it's
so, the take charge aspect. Yeah, although,
what was the last Cal quarterback to really make it? He's still playing and he's still a superstar.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Was he a Tedford guy? Jeff Tedford? Was he there then?
I don't remember.
Did Tedford's guys?
He's had a list
pros,
of them.
But do they do that well?
No,
in the pros?
Like, no, I think Joey Harrington was his.
Yeah. I think he's a guy that gets these guys.
Look it up.
I would say he's, you know, you got to give him credit for getting guys to play above their talent level for him. But they apparently weren't that great because they weren't that good in the pros.
Right. Well, he can do well in college.
Some people said his quarterbacks never do squat in the pros. But but look what they did in college for him. I mean, maybe he's able to get guys to do more than you might have thought they could have. And then when they're at the next level, they're not really that good.
No talent ass clown.
Trent Dilfer and Aaron Rodgers were his. William Bo.
I mean, some guys can.
And then he has Joey Harrington, Akili Smith, David Carr, Kyle Bowler.
Ooh, he has crapped out the last few.
Wow.
So,
what was his last one?
AJ Feely technically was one of his.
That's not good either.
Look at what Harbaugh's gotten quarterbacks to do. Look at.
I guess his last one though is Aaron Rodgers, which is pretty impressive.
I mean, isn't the Kaepernick season where he went to the Super Bowl, isn't that fucking amazing?
Yep.
To
see what he's come to now? Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a disaster now.
Yeah.
I thought Rudock was incredible.
He certainly was. He got drafted.
He had a fantastic year.
He got drafted.
He's with the Lions.
Yeah. I'm not totally down on Goff, though. I don't think he'll be a bust. I don't see him being a great quarterback either. I would have rather have had him than Carson Wentz, personally. I don't know.
Well, he's the number one pick. If he's not a star, it's kind of a bust.
I feel like his personality, you only see interviews and you see the only behind-the-scenes stuff. You see his hard knocks, but he seems like the kind of guy who would be able to handle the pressure. In other words, he's just a little bit dopey enough and 100% football enough to be able to deal with it.
I think Joey, honestly, Joey Harrington. I think Stafford is kind of a bust at the moment.
If
he doesn't do anything more than he's done, he's
the number one overall pick. Yeah.
He's not a bust, Drew. He's got a lot of, he passed for a lot of yards.
Look at the money they paid.
Is that what you want out of a number one pick?
I'm just telling you, that's not a bust pick.
Because I don't care about stats.
It's a disappointment.
If he doesn't get them to the Super Bowl or something, I could consider a big disappointment.
That's not what
it is a big disappointment, but it's a shame. He's with the team, obviously, that hasn't been to a Super Bowl ever. Ever.
But that's
working on 51 now.
Also
that has nothing to do with him, though.
Also a quarterback selected number one.
Four.
And he's had some good talent. I mean, they've had some good offensive talent on that team.
Yeah, they have.
He's been a major
spent all their picks on the offense.
Well, they're not very good picks.
Tom, does he play, his career, has he played like a number one overall draft pick should?
Well, the proof is in the pudding.
No.
I don't believe that.
You can say no.
They haven't won a playoff game.
He's an above average quarterback. He's played like a first-round draft
pick. That's not a bust.
Like a lower first-round draft pick.
I don't even know if I want to call him above average. I consider
he's
him
above
average.
He's about 12, probably 12th best in the league, 13th best in the league.
He's had, in my opinion, he had one great year, and he had one half a great year.
Yeah, 2011 year. And last
they're,
year.
They were 1-7 when his season turned great, which to me doesn't mean anything. That's like a guy hitting 400 in August and September when his team's in last place.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So, hello. Whatever. Tess walks in the room.
Hello, Angel.
Everyone just goes quiet.
Wow, you're all dressed up.
Hey, well, you guys got a big night out?
No, I'm just dressed up for all of you.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. It's very nice of you.
Drew lost his train of thought.
Tom dressed up for us, too.
Did.
Yeah.
I wish.
So, I don't know. Why are we talking sports again?
How about Tom Brady before I leave?
What is the Tom Brady story? You guys won't tell me anything about him.
The Tom Brady story is just about how his fan... Oh, here we go.
What?
Oh, no, that's not it. Teacher deflates student's tire?
Oh, what, do you stack your deflate stories?
Freya's mother squirted her boob at woman.
Already talked about that. It's another deflating story of sorts. Oh, guess we're not going to talk about it, Tom.
What a shame.
You lost. There's no Brady story.
USA Today.
There was.
There's no Brady story, you liars.
Yeah, there was. No, it's about how he's not as popular as he used to be. Oh, America still loves Tom Brady, but has lost some respect for him. Despite all the negative press surrounding Deflategate, America still likes quarterback Tom Brady.
Well, if that's what you guys can take out of that, go ahead. Do my guess.
When is here's where it's interesting. Brady is also the number two least respected athlete, according to the people polled. The only man above him, Tiger Woods, who does not have a great Q score after a litany of problems at home and struggles on the course.
Congratulations, NFL. You got what you want.
So, there you go.
The Patriot cheerleaders in the preseason game today spelled out Brady on the field.
Ugh.
Yeah. Remember the Buccaneers drafted a kicker early on, Aguayo? He missed his first extra point.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the kid from Florida State.
Guy doesn't miss anything at Florida State. Misses it's almost like he did it on purpose just to troll everybody.
That's good. He's going to be a bust.
I don't think so. I think he'll be pretty good. Don't you? You don't really? I mean, everybody hates that he got drafted that high. Sorry. I won't talk sports anymore.
Well, we're about done anyways. Not really. I don't know. White Lives Matter? I mean, it'll take us another 20 or 30 minutes. I don't know.
You don't seem pumped up for it. So.
It's
all right. We can be done.
Yeah, we should be done.
Clearly, Tess has derailed you.
I was already derailed.
Between me and my sports and Tess coming in. That's the end of it.
This is Drew's least favorite episode ever.
Not really. I really don't want to talk sports that much. I mean, I could give a shit about the...
Clearly.
I could give a flying fuck about the Pistons schedule. I don't know how to tell you that, man. I just don't care.
The home opener is October 28th against the Magic.
I don't care.
I'm playing on Martin Luther King Day.
I got to tell you, on this podcast, we will never talk about the Pistons unless they're in the championship. Or if they're in the semifinals, I'd say we probably
talked about them with Sheffield.
With huh?
Sheffield. Or Sheffield.
Oh, well, that's not about the Pistons, though. That's something else.
Right.
I mean, I thought that was interesting.
It was.
I still don't know what the hell he wants, but I can't ever see us talking about the Pistons on the podcast.
Okay.
And I certainly don't care about their schedule. But, I mean, if this is a sports show, yeah, I'm sure we should talk about it.
Oh, right.
Just, no.
Well, you can invite me back for the next sports spectacular show that you do.
Man, what, you're only interested in doing sports shows, man?
No, I'm happy to do anything.
You seem like you're bummed, though, if we weren't talking sports.
No, not it. I just think you held me down today.
It's a green room.
Why did I hold you down?
You held me down. It's a green room. You didn't let me be me.
What did I not let you do?
You didn't let me talk sports.
But it's not a sports podcast.
Mixed in with Happy Days and Dennis the Menace. And Mr. Red.
How could I? Why would we talk sports if it's not a sports podcast?
Well, it's not a what do you call it? A Hollywood podcast either. But you're talking Hollywood.
Sure. Sometimes it is. We talk about current events.
It's not a plane crash podcast. But you talk about plane crashes.
You're not going to win.
Current events.
Okay.
Did you ever read the MH370?
Sports is current events.
Mark, do you have trouble understanding? It's not a sports podcast. We did a sports show.
It's full service.
We didn't want to do a sports show.
It's a full service show.
Yeah, but I'd say the only sports we talk is probably Tigers. At this time of year, we could talk
Olympics.
Tigers, Olympics. Yeah, if something's really hot in the news.
Allie Raceman?
Yeah, that's more, that travels into other territory. Huh. We're just not, I mean, honestly, I swear, we'll never talk about the Pistons schedule on this podcast.
Okay.
It will never happen. We'll never talk about the Wings schedule.
Best part is, I don't think Tommy even really cares that much.
I don't.
I'm
surprised. It was like you were pushing it like it was really important to you. And I'm like, why would you care about the Pistons schedule?
Well, today's the day that the NBA puts the schedule out. I figured it was worth a mention.
Drew, he doesn't really care that much.
Oh, okay.
No Martin Luther King Day.
All right, we're done. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya!